Conclusa, inshallah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders in Islam, all praise belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who through his infinite mercy and wisdom has blessed us with this great wealth of iman and has made us the followers of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only through the decision of Allah. Allah explains to us in the Quran Kareem, that when the son of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam did not have the desire for iman, then despite being the son of a Nabi, Allah rejected him. And when the wife of Fir'aun had the desire and the spark of iman, Allah gave her iman. And what iman? That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, her nikah will be performed to me in Jannah. And that is why Nuh alayhi salatu was salam told Allah Pak, when the azab of Allah was coming, إِنَّ بْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Oh Allah, my son is part of me. My son is my family. And your promise is to protect my family. And you don't go against your promise. Allah is teaching us who is our children. What is Allah teaching us? Who is our children? قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Nuh, don't ever say he is your son. Allah is reprimanding his Nabi. Nuh, don't ever say he is your son. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. His actions are earning my wrath. He came in the dunya because of you, but he is earning my wrath. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Nuh, what you don't know, don't ask me regarding what you don't know, don't speak about that. إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I am warning you of something which you don't know. The father and son were discussing وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And the Amr of Allah came, then he was drowned. So respected friends, this is the mercy of Allah. that people in the house of Nabuwaddin have iman, and today you and I, after so many centuries, we come and we recite in the kalima la ilaha illallah. May Allah keep us with iman, take us with iman, and resurrect us with iman. Mishkat Jilli Awal, there's a hadith, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu says, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came late for Salat Fajr. So we were worried, it was close to sunrise. فَخَرَجَ سَرِيعًا Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi came out. سُبِّبَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Iqamat was given. فَتَجَوَّزَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ And Fajr Salah was performed. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi hastened. After completing Salah, he said, عَلَى مَصَافِكُمْ Remain seated in your surf. أَمَا إِنِّي سَوْحَدِّثُكُمْ مَا حَبَسَنِي عَنْكُمُ الْغَدَاةِ I will narrate to you the reason of my delay. Why I got delayed today for Fajr Salah? إِنِّي قُمْتُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ I got up in the night and I was conversing with my Creator. I was communicating with my Lord. فَصَلَّيْتُ مَا قُدِّرَ لِي And I performed how much Salah Allah had written for me. While I was performing Salah, فَنَعَسْتُ فِي صَلَاتِي I went into a trance. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِرَبِّي تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي أَحْسَنِ سُورَةِ Suddenly I seen my Lord. In the Salah of mine, I went into a trance. And in the trance I'm seeing Allah. Allah said, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, labbayk, fima yakhtasimu al-mala'u al-a'la, what are the angels above you discussing? Qultu la adri, wallah, I don't know. Allah posed the question for the second time and I gave the same answer. Allah posed the question for the third time and I gave the same answer. Bearing in mind, the sleep of a Nabi does not break his wudu. Reason is, in while a Nabi is sleeping, he receives revelation from Allah. And a person has to be pure to receive revelation. So when a Nabi is sleeping, he is pak. He has wudu, his wudu is intact. So I told Allah, oh Allah, I don't know. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed his hand between my shoulders. حَتَّى وَجَدْتُ بَرْضَ أَنَامِلِهِ بَيْنَ سَدْيَيَّ I actually felt the coolness of the fingers of Allah on my chest. Now we must understand one thing. Like Imam Malik has said, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ حَقٌّ Allah settles on his throne. This comes in the Quran. It's a reality. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ To bring iman on that is farz. وَكَيْفِيَّتُهُ مَجْهُولٌ How it is that Allah knows best. This will be revealed to us on the day of Qiyamah. We must not allow our intelligence to run here. There is no room here for our brain. There is no room for our intelligence. There is no room for our intellect. But Allah and Allah's Nabi has told us, Amanna wa saddaqna. Ya Allah, whether we can understand or not, lekin tere Nabi ne bata diya, bas ye hoke rahega. After Allah done this, فَتَجَلَّ لِي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ I could see everything in the sky. Everything was vivid. Allah posed the same question, فِيمَ يَخْتَسِمُ الْأَعْلَى What are the angels discussing? So through the barakat of Allah and the amr of Allah, now I could see everything. So I said, Allah, فِي الْكَفَّارَاتِ They are discussing those actions through which sins are forgiven. So Allah said, وَمَا هُنَّ What are those actions? I said, Oh Allah, مَشْيُ الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ To walk towards the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلْمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Give glad tidings to those who frequent the masjid in the hours of darkness of perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. When the Muazzin says, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ Then, oh insan, you must understand, Your success does not lie in the comfort of your bed. Your success does not lie in the luxury of your home. Ya Allah, it is for you. Never mind one fajr, 1,000 fajrs I am ready, O Allah. It's for my beloved. Drop that blanket and rush towards the masjid. Responding to the amar of Allah. Ignoring your sleep. Ignoring your tiredness. Ignoring the comfort of your home. Parting from your wife.
only for the amr of Allah Pak. Allahu Akbar. It comes in one hadith when one person is out in the jungle, he's on journey, and it is the time of salah. Nabi Kareem Sassam says, فَيُؤَذِّنْ, he calls out the adhan. وَيُقِيمُ salah, and then he establishes salah. Then Allah tells his malaika, come here. When I was creating insan, then you told me that Allah, you're going to create insan that is going to cause bloodshed on this dunya. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and we hymn your glory 24 hours. Come, I show you what insan I have created. انظروا إلى عبدي لا يراه أحد غيري. Arey, mere is bande ki taraf dekho, uske aas paas mere alawa koi nahi hai. Woh sirf mujhe dekh raha hai. Dunya mein se koi usko nahi dekhta. Abhi uske saath kaam hai, usko bhook lagi hai, lekin mere khauf ne usko rok diya. لَيَنزِلْ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ وَلِيُصَلُّوا وَرَاءَهُ. Allah gets so happy, Allah is so pleased. Allah says, now 70,000 malaika descend and you read namaz behind my servant, he'll be the imam. 70,000 malaika descend and my banda will be the imam, you read namaz behind him. So mashul aqdam ila al-jama'at, to walk towards the masjid. وَالْجُلُوسُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ, and after completing salah to remain seated in the masjid. When that zamana will come, when you come home and you say, bhai, knock on the door, where's Muhammad bhai? Masjid ma chair. Knock on the door, where's Ibrahim bhai? Masjid ma chair. Knock on the door, where's Yusuf bhai? The masjid is the markaz for the Muslim. We will meet and depart from the masjid. Today you go to the brother's house, knock on the door. Bhai, where's Muhammad bhai? Masjid gela chai. Achha, I'll come back. Nene, tamhe bairi apartment na hui jai. The zehn of the wife also knows, when my husband goes masjid, he can't sit long. But next day you go and you knock on the door, you say, where's Muhammad bhai? Dukan gela chai. Kher aave mani ni kabar. Koi wakat 5 waje, koi wakat 4 waje, ye to garak par hoi bhai. So when he's in the masjid, he'll be back in 5 minutes. But when he's gone to the shop, Allah knows best when he'll come back. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We have to cry tears of blood, the house of Allah, and we are running from it. If Tarawih finishes of 5 minutes earlier there, we want to run there. So 5 minutes less we listen to the words of Allah. We haven't understood what is the Quran. We haven't understood what is the Quran. One person came to Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi Rahmatullah Ali. And he told him, تم اپنے قرآن کو آگ میں ڈالو, میں اپنا انجیل کو آگ میں ڈالتا ہوں. جو جلے وہ باطل, جو نہ جلے وہ حق. You throw your Quran in the fire, I throw my انجیل in the fire. The one that burns is false and the one that doesn't burn is حق, is truth. What did Shah ولی اللہ say? یہ تو بے انصاف کی بات ہے. تم اپنے انجیل کو سینے سے باندھو, میں قرآن کو سینے سے باندھتا ہوں, ہم دونوں کودیں. ہاں, یہ کیا بات ہے کہ قرآن کو ڈالو اور ہم باہر کریں. نہیں, تم انجیل کو باندھو, میں قرآن کو باندھتا ہوں, پھر ہم دونوں کودیں. What is this that you throw your انجیل and I throw my Quran? You tie the انجیل to your chest, I'll tie the Quran to my chest and we'll jump. How can we throw our divine scriptures and we stand outside? He ran from there. And then after that, Shah Waliullah said, you know why he said that? He came with a fireproof cover. Allah's qasam, if I to jump in that fire, not one hair on my body would have burnt. One person came to Shah Waliullah Muhaddid Dehelvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. He said, your Quran's got everything. He said, har cheez. He said, bhai, make gold. He said, what you got? Same. He said, dedo. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Arrahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يلو صنع بس goal. He took 10, he read عوذو, he read سورة فاتحة, he blew, he said this goal. أرے مسلمان, تُو نے قرآن کو کیا سمجھ کر رکھا ہے؟ We haven't understood what Allah has given us. تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما إن تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي. Oh my followers, I have left two things with you. Remember, if you hold on to that, no matter how much the dunya tries to take you away from Allah, you will be on haq and you will be on the path to Jannat. One is the words of Allah and one is my practice. Again, if my son comes home with a red ring in the report, then he can't touch the car. But every day he goes to college without reading Fajr Namaz. When did I shout him? When did I shout, my son? Mishkat jilla awal ki riwayat hai, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man ghada ila al-masjid, ghada bi rayat al-iman, wa man ghada ila al-suq, ghada bi rayat iblis. That person who performs his fajr salah and then goes to his shop, let him know he takes the banner of iman in his hand. And that person who goes to his shop or college or university without performing fajr salah, let him know he takes the banner of the devil in his hand. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man salla subha fa huwa fi dhimmatillah. The one who performs fajr salah, he is in the care of Allah. When Jamaat was from Riyadh, they were given 6 points in the morning. So one brother mentioned Karguzari, say one young boy, he heard this hadith and he went to school. Now like children, they're lazy to do homework. So the teacher told him, take out your book. He said, I didn't do it. He says, Ben. He says, what you mean, Ben? I read my fajr. I'm in the care of Allah. Don't play with me. The teacher's eyes opened up. Allahu Akbar. I haven't understood what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioning in this hadith. Through the dawat of that young boy, the teacher's life changed. So coming back to the hadith, Mashyul Aqdam ila al-jama'at, to walk towards the masjid. والجلوس في المساجد, and to sit in the masjid after salah. وإصباغ الوضوء حين الكريهات, and to perform wudu under difficult conditions. In other words, when it's cold, when a person is feeling weak, is feeling sick, but it's the amr of Allah Pak. Ya Allah, it is your amr. It comes in the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua. Today we want peace between husband and wife, between the children and the parents. The advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what it will do, our bouquet of flowers and dairy box chocolate won't do. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rahimallahu imra'an. Oh Allah, you have mercy on that person who gets up in the darkness of the night. He's tired. He's exhausted. He's getting great pleasure in his sleep. But he throws a blanket and he makes wuzu in ice cold water. Now he comes to his wife. He doesn't want to disturb her. She is also tired and he knows she needs the rest. But the love of Allah overrides the love of his wife. He comes to his wife, say, oh my beloved, come, let's speak with our Allah. So his wife in the deep sleep, the words of the hadith Abu Dawud, she turns her face. So he gets some water. He's very reluctant and he doesn't want to do it. It's his beloved. But the love of Allah overrides the love of his wife. And in his heart, he finds it very difficult. But because he loves Allah, he takes some water and he drops it on her face. And as it trickles down, he doesn't want to see that it's his wife, he's disturbing her sleep. But the love of Allah overrides that love. And when she gets up, she says, oh my beloved, come, let's speak with Allah. Oh Allah, you have mercy on them. Oh Allah, you shower your rahmat on them. Oh Allah, you shower your mercy on the generations. Oh Allah, you unite them. We want the dua of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here's the tariqa. Here's the method. So, وَإِصْبَاغُ الْوُضُوْ حِينَ الْكَرِيهَاتِ. The hadith is long. Thereafter, Allah told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask what you want. Allahu Akbar. Let us ponder and let us think, respected friends. What dua did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make on that occasion? He was living a life of poverty. Did he complain to Allah about the halat of his sahaba? Did he complain to Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in the masjid. Ka'b ibn Ujra radiyallahu anhu enters. Bi abi anta wa ummi mali araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. O Nabi of Allah, what is the reason I see the color of your face has turned pale? Farmaya ya Ka'b, ma dakhala jawfi ma yadkhul jawf dhati kabidin mundu thalat. Ay Ka'b, 3 days se is pet mein ek dana dakhil nahi hua. Ay Ka'b, 3 days se is pet mein ek dana dakhil nahi hua. O Ka'b, for 3 days, not one food has entered the stomach. Not one grain of food has entered my stomach. Sahaba ikram was sitting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't have food. He said, oh my Sahaba, what will be your condition?
when before you'll finish with one platter, the next platter will be placed. Today you haven't got clothes to cover your deceased. A time will come, you'll have one outfit for the morning, one outfit for the afternoon, one outfit for the evening. Kanzul Ummal, the hadith is there, I read this hadith. So, Nabi of Allah, then it will be easy. We'll have the best so we can make more and more ibadat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, my sahaba, today you are better. Today you are better. Us waqt dastarkhan pe itna kana hoga, there will be so much food on the dastarkhan that you'll forget to take the name of Allah also. There'll be a variety of so much food that you'll forget to take the name of Allah. Did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ask Allah this? He enters, he knocks the door. Ya Fatima, can I come in? Imran ibn Hussein is also with me. So you'll have to make parda. Says, oh my father, ma ajidu ma asturu bihi wajhi. Itna kapra nahi hai ki main apna chehre ko chupa do hai. Oh my father, I haven't got clothes to cover my face. So you bring in this sahabi, where must I go? It's not 3-4 rooms. Oh my father, where do I go? Allah, jiske liye aasman us zameen ki takhleeq hui, 3 din se mere pet mein ek dana dakhil nahi hua. It comes in the hadith, what was the umuman food of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Khajur and water. For so many days he used to come home, Aisha, kuch hai? Nahi, inni mra'un sa'imun, tab to mera roza hai. Achha. Next day Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, Aisha, kuch hai? Nahi, tab to mera roza hai. Mil gayi to rozi, na mila to roza. Mil gayi to rozi, na mila to roza. Aray musalman, kabhi soch. Atutrakuna fima hauna aminin. Atutrakuna fima hauna aminin. You live in your house forever? You live in your palace forever? You'll drive that Mercedes forever? You'll have that title attached to your name forever? That bank balances are on your name forever? You'll never leave your house? Aray, that zamana has come that in the morning the man is greeting his wife and children. He doesn't know that the last sight at my child. 4 o'clock he's returning as the janaza. Aaj wo zamana aa gaya. That's why I always tell the brothers, don't ignore that funeral notice. Don't ignore it. It is a da'wat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written in Ihya'ul Ulum, every man should take out 5 minutes after Fajr Salah and go sit in one corner of his house or in the masjid, in a remote place. And tell him, Badmash, where are you running to? What are you heading for? What do you want? Accumulate and amass and do what? Do you know one day is going to come, you'll be wrapped up in one cloth. Someone will be kissing your forehead. Someone will be crying. Someone will be phoning. Someone will be mourning. Someone will be doing what? Someone will be making intizam of the grave. You'll be wrapped up. Time will come. The janazah, the hearse will be brought. You'll be placed inside there. Children will cry for 2-3 days. And there you're on your journey. Today it's winter. You haven't got a jacket. Aray, you're going to lie in the sand for years without heater, fan, nothing. Today our halat is such, we were in the Kabristan, one brother told me, Maulana, look at our halat. I say, why? He says, the little sand that comes into our shoes, we dust it. That sand in which we're going to lie for years, we can't take that little sand in our shoes also. That's our house. So what dua did Nabi Kareem also make dua to Allah? What did he say? Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'la al-khayrat wa tarka al-munkarat وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لي وترحمني وإذا أردت بعبادك فتنة فاقبضني غير مفتون. He didn't ask for wealth in it. He says, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to be obedient to you. Allah. Allahumma inni. Wallah, it makes me hairan when I read this hadith. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what dua is making? Allah, you give me the ability to do what you want me to do. وَتَرْكَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. And Allah, you give me the ability to stay away from those things that will earn your wrath. وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينِ. And Allah, you pour in my heart the love of the needy and the destitute. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنِي مِسْكِينَ وَأَمِتْنِي مِسْكِينَ وَحْشُرْنِي فِي زُمْرَةِ الْمَسَاكِينَ. Oh Allah, let me live as a miskeen. Let me die as a miskeen. And resurrect me with the poor people, Allah. Let me resurrect. In one hadith it comes. One angel came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي لِيَجْعَلَ لِي بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبَ. My Allah gave me the offer that all these mountains here around Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you so wish, we convert it into gold. قُلْتُ لَا يَا رَبْ. I said, Allah, I don't want it. وَلَكِنْ أَجُوعُ يَوْمَا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمَا. Oh Allah, I want to eat one day, and one day, oh Allah, I want to keep roza. فَإِذَا جُعْتُ تَذَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ. When I will fast and I'll be hungry, Allah, I will humble myself before you. And وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ, when I will eat, I will express my gratitude to you. Then Allah told me, إِنْ شِئْتَ نَبِيًّا مَلِكًا وَإِنْ شِئْتَ نَبِيًّا عَبْدًا. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want, we make you a Nabi also and we make you a king. And if you want, we make you a Nabi and we make you a servant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said three times, Bal Nabiyan Abda, Bal Nabiyan Abda, Bal Nabiyan Abda. Allah, mujhe badshah nahi chahiye, Allah, mujhe badshah nahi chahiye. Mujhe Nabi to bana, lekin banda bana, banda bana, banda bana. Three times, Allah, I'll be a servant and a Nabi, a servant and a Nabi, a servant and a Nabi, but not a king of Allah. Making dua for iman. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma rizukni hubba. Ay Allah, you give me your muhabbat. Allahu Akbar. Ay Allah, you give me your true love. Today, when are we making dua that Ya Allah, we want? Today, let us ask ourselves, did we ever make dua? Allah, bless me with your sight. Ah. The greatest horror for the kafir on the day of Qiyamah. Kalla, kalla, innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. Besides Jahannam, in the horror of Jahannam, that kafir will be deprived of seeing his own Allah. The greatest horror. When did we make dua that Ya Allah, bless us with your sight? When did we make dua? And yad raklo, that person that won't guard his eyesight, there are great chances he'll be deprived of that. Ah, that eyes that we are seeing, haram. Let us ask ourselves, this ni'mat that Allah has given me of sight. Every day I'm going to job. Am I earning the pleasure of Allah? Am I earning the wrath of Allah? وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. Man, don't think you are out of our control when you are misusing your eyes. We have that power that will make you blind on the spot. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ. And if we wish, we will convert you into apes and swines on that occasion. One Buzruk used to come from Jummah Salah, he used to blindfold himself. He used to come last and leave first. Someone told him, ye kya hai? He says, Allah, Qasam, when I come in the masjid, I see swines in the masjid. I see swines, I don't want to see them. Allah has revealed the halat of people to me, I don't want to look at them. So I blindfold myself, I come last and go first. When you are misusing those limbs, we can convert you into apes and swines. Ya Allah, you give me your muhabbat. Allahumma rizukni hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And Allah, the muhabbat of all those that love you, O Allah. Wa hubba amal alladhi yuqarribuni ilayk. And the muhabbat of every such action that will bring me close to you. This is iman. You see, when a person will understand that iman is a ni'mat from Allah, then he'll worry. When someone gives us a gift, then we maintain that gift. We protect that gift. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu knew iman was a gift from Allah. So he came to Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, who was sahibu sirri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knower of the secrets of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar said, Huzaifa, tell me, maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm a hypocrite. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him the list of all the hypocrites. They were coming in the masjid and they were camouflaging the reality. Not revealing the reality. Whereas Nabi Kareem Sassam via wahi was informed exactly who is a hypocrite. So Hazrat Umar came to Huzaifa. He said, Huzaifa, maybe Nabi Sassam said that Umar is also a hypocrite. Allahu Akbar. Lo kana ba'di nabiyya la kana Umar.
میرے بعد نبی ہوتا تو عمر ہوتا, عمر کو خوف ہے کہ میرے ساتھ ایمان ہے یا نہیں. حضرت حنظلہ رضی اللہ عنہ comes home speaking with his wife and children, and for that little while that condition that was in him, that while he was speaking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not found. So when he got up, he said, Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala. While speaking with his wife and children, he thought of them. So he said, he's a hypocrite. Today while speaking with Allah, we think of our wife and children. What must we call ourselves? Hanzala speaking with his wife, he thought of his wife, and he said he's a hypocrite. Today speaking with Allah, we think of our wife and children. What must we call ourselves? Today we read our namaz. Yaqeen ke bas namaz kamil ho gayi. Ibrahim Khalilullah, he builds the Kaaba on the Amr of Allah. Allah commands him to build the Kaaba. And after he completes the Kaaba, what does he do? Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Allah, I have built the Kaaba, but maybe you reject it. Please accept it. Allahu Akbar. Hey Allah, Kaaba I have built. But now what if you say no to it? Allah, what can I do? The ikhlas of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah poured the love on the ziyarat of the Kaaba in the billions of the Muslims, in the backs of the fathers, in the wombs of the mothers till the day of Qiyamah. Where are you going? Umrah. Where are you going? Hajj. Where are you going? Umrah. Where are you going? Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua. وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Hey Allah, you have given me iman. Allah, I'm making dua to you. Save me and my son from worshipping idols. Allahu Akbar. What fear of iman? Allah, I'm a Muslim now. Khalilullah. And Quran ne ajeeb tabir istemal ki. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. One is I say the president is my friend. And one is the president say he is my friend. There is a difference. One is we inviting for meals and one is he invites us for meals. Allah in this verse doesn't say that Ibrahim chose me for his friendship. Allah says, I chose Ibrahim for my friendship. Kamal kar diya. I chose. In other words, when Allah said a friend, then Allah said, I chose Ibrahim. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ Allah fa'il. Ibrahim maf'ul. And Ibrahim is saying, Allah save me from worshiping idols. Aray Musalman, what is our halat? What is our condition? We are living in that error, respected friends, mothers and sisters. If we will not protect our iman, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. That in the morning the man will be reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah, and in the evening his janazah will leave as a kafir. Today that zamana is in front of us. It's happening in front of us. Muslim Sharif ki riwayat ka ek tukra hai, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. A man will sell his deen for some material gain. For something of the dunya. He went for an interview. The boss said that you can't come in the Islamic garb. One person went. So the boss says that you can't come with this Islamic libas and beard and turban. You'll have to come tip-top suit and tie. Next day the baji came. Top shining. He came there. His boss said, you can't look after your religion. Where you look after my top? Allah gave him saza in the dunya. You can't look after your religion. Where you look after my job? A man will sell his deen. Today we are doing it. When the muazzin says, Hayya ala al-falah, and the shop is full, and it's zohr namaz time. Now the taqaza of deen is to tell the customer, sorry, bhai, now my Allah is calling me. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is sitting in the masjid of Ta'if with some sahaba. The muazzin calls out the adhan. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu starts crying. People ask him, Ibn Abbas, ma hadha al-jaza' wa ma hadha al-faza'? Why are you getting so excited and hysterical? We hear the adhan also 5 times a day. You don't have to kick up a performance and you don't have to get so hot about it. He says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Law ya'lamu an-nasu ma yaqulu al-mu'adhdhin mastarahu wa la namu. Allah's qasam, if the Muslims have to only understand what the mu'adhdhin is saying, they'll never sleep nor rest. And according to one riwayat, Man takallama atna al-adhan, من تكلم أثناء الأذان خيف عليه من زوال الإيمان. The one who speaks while the Adhan is being called out, Let him know there are chances he'll leave this dunya without iman. Such a severe warning. Person feels honored by so and so. Are Allah is inviting you. Allah is calling you towards his house. Today, respected friends, to violate the orders of Allah has become easy for us. To disobey Allah is nothing. There is no guilt left in our hearts. Nothing pricks us. Nothing revives us. Nothing makes us think twice before what we're doing. One woman stole in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam one item. Her name was Fatima Makhzumiya. Muslim Sharif, the hadith is there. She was a woman of status. Sahaba made mashwara, they decided that let us consult Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us approach him. It don't be of Allah, we know the Quran says that her hands must be chopped off, but she has status. We think it won't be advisable to chop her hands off. She's got a lot of darja and status amongst our eyes. She's honored in society. Allahu Akbar. Zayd radiallahu anhu comes ghaliban in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, so and so woman has stolen. We are asking you to compromise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into Josh. Ya Zayd, أَتَشْفَعُ فِي حَدٍّ مِّنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنَّ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ سَرَقَتْ لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا. Zayd, you asking me to compromise for Allah's deen? You are talking of Fatima Makhzumiya. Allah's Qasam, in whose control my life. Never mind Fatima Makhzumiya. Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, has to steal, I'll chop her hand. My own daughter must steal, I'll chop her hand. How can I compromise in the ahkam of Allah Pak? Never mind Fatima Makhzumiya. Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, is to steal. لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا. قَسَمْ اُس ذَاتِ جو میری جان کا مالک ہے میں اس کے ہاتھ کاٹ دوں گا. لیکن after all, that was a pure house. There's no question about it, Fatima رضی اللہ عنہ. But Zayd, interfere in the ahkam of Allah Pa. You're looking for loopholes. You're looking for leeways. When it comes to Allah, we can't compromise for no one. Let the wife know, let the children know, let the boss know, let the neighbors know, let the relatives know. Allah comes first. Dunya ko kehne do. Dunya, respected friends, you mustn't make aitibar of. Wallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Allah, hey Allah, I'm inviting towards your deen. I will continue inviting Allah, but stop the tongues of people. They speak bad of me. Sometimes they say this, sometimes they say that. Ya Allah, they speaking bad about me. Ya Allah, you stop the tongues and I'll carry on, oh Allah. Allah said, Arey Musa, logon ne tum mujhe nahi chora, tujhe kaha chorenge? People didn't leave me. Some said I got children, some said I got a wife, some said I got daughters. They didn't leave me. Where they leave you, Musa? To logon ka bharosa mat karo. One person wrote a poem and then he said very beautifully, he says, In aaban nasu maqalati falaysa qawluhum bi yaghiru. قَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ سِحْرُ وَمَا يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ زُورُ. Some people will praise my poem and some will laugh at it. I don't have to worry. Never mind my poem. They didn't leave the Quran. So my poem is nothing serious. So Musa, you speaking about yourself. They didn't leave Allah. They didn't leave me. Where are they going to leave you? They said that the malaika are the daughters of Allah. And Allah says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا. When men say, I've got children, Allah says, I come into so much anger that if my hukam comes, the sky will crack and the earth will split. Qiyamah will come away. When man says, I've got children, I cannot withstand this, that the skies want to crack and they want to collapse. أَنْدَعُوا لِلْرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدَا. You saying that Allah got children. That is why in one hadith it comes, Allah says, الشَّتَمَنِي إِبْنُ عَادَمْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ ذَلِكْ. Insan has spoken ill of me and he hasn't got the right to speak ill of me. And insan has called me a liar and he hasn't got the right to call me a liar. How has he spoken ill of me? He says that I got children.
whereas I'm free from all these things. And how has he made me a liar? I have said that I will resurrect him, and he has negated this. He is questioning that how will Allah give life after death? How will Allah assemble us? Billions of people died. Oh, if we come in front of Allah, maybe there will be some calculators and computers. Oh, right. So is Renika in line? Now, billions of people, when will my chance come? How will Allah take hisab? No, inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Allah has the ilm of every person, what he's doing, what he done, and what he will do. He has the taqat of taking the hisab of the entire makhluk in the duration of the wink of an eye. Wallahi, he has that taqat. And he has the knowledge of everything that is happening.
بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَهُ.
Main things, how we'll assemble his bones. Let him know we have that strength that we will gather the fingertips. Never mind bones. We will gather one fingertip and we'll put it back to him. Yeah. Ab to kya karega?
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّى.
You are to come in front of your Lord one day. Safa, you'll be standing in a saf.
لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
No dream has been interpreted. No fabricated ahadith have been narrated. The words of Allah directly via His Nabi have been put across to us. According to the hadith of Tirmizi Jillatani, 80 serfs of this ummah, 40 serfs of the balance of the ummah, 120 serfs in front of Allah Pak.
How? إِنَّكُمْ مَحْشُورُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا.
You will be resurrected in front of Allah completely naked. So Aisha said, O Nabi of Allah, so I'll see the sitter of my neighbor. Said Aisha, us din ki pareshani itni hogi, ki parosi ko dekhne ki himmat nahi hogi.
The ghabrahat and the supreme horror. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi.
When the children will be running from the parents and the parents from the children, the husband from the wife and the wife from the children. لكل امرئ يوم اذن شأن يغني. Each man will be worried of his own hisab. What will each person say? When he'll see that, bye, now nothing is clicking here.
يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببنيه.
Ya Allah, I got nothing, but one thing I can offer. Allah, here's my children, take all of my children, all my sons. Allah, you threw them in Jahannam and save me, Allah. Allah is saying,
يود المجرم تمنى كريغا كافر لو يفتدي كاس کے فدیہ دیوے وہ اس دن کے عذاب سے ببنیه اپنے بیٹے سے.
Arey insan, what you doing for your children? Today a man does for his children and he destroys his own akhirah. Destroys. That is why Allah says,
إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أولادكم وأزواجكم عدوا لكم. Oh, you who believe, be careful, some of your wives and your children are your enemies. When there's a taqaza of deen and they are calling you against it, then that is not your son, that is not your wife, they don't want good for you.
عدوا لكم, they are your enemies. So bach ke rehna, kabhi inki muhabbat mein apne aakhirat ko barbaad mat karna. Inki muhabbat mein apne aakhirat ko barbaad mat karna. Kyun? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
In the dunya, man says, by Masa'a Afrun, kaini ba, poirao chhe, poirao dukan chalao hai, poirao aay karhe. When you come in front of Allah, Allah says, poirao kam ni karhe. Each man has to come. He has to come furada, one by one. Kama khalaqnaakum awwal. Aray insan, look at the badshahs of the dunya when they live in. They also go in the same coffin. Very same coffin, Very same coffin, very same hearse, they're going in the same thing. So you have to come in front of Allah.
مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every one of you has to come in front of Allah and listen, there'll be no translator between Allah and Allah's servant. See, when a student fails an examination, then he avoids the teacher and he avoids his father also. And if he can, he'll tear the report. He doesn't want to come in front of his father. He'll speak wasatat of his mother via his mother. Tell Papa this, tell Papa that. So Allah says, insan, you have to come in front of me yourself. Let us ponder.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى.
That man who fears the day of standing in front of his Lord, that with what face will I come in front of my Lord, that for 20 years I never performed Fajr Salah. For so many years I ate haram. For so many years I misused my eyes. For so many years I ignored the rights of my parents. For so many years I did not discharge my zakat. My neighbors don't know. People take me as a buzruk.